This spring, Atlanta is going to start work on recreating an historic park on the city's west side. Now, local officials have had high hopes for the new space. They even thought it might become a tourist attraction. But as WABE's Stephanie Stokes tells us now, the park recently got caught up in Atlanta's complicated past.
In Vine City, just a mile from the new Falcon Stadium, there's a wide open field. There's not much to look at, other than some trees. Off to the side are boarded up apartments covered in graffiti. This is where I meet Rodney Mims Cook Jr. He has big plans to change this space.
The Peace Column will be about there.
Cook points next to us, where a 100-foot tall monument will stand.
And you'll be able to take an elevator to the top, 10 stories in the air, and so it will be very dramatic.
Then he looks to the other end of these 16 acres. There's a slight hill.
And that's where the statues of civil rights leaders will go up a series of terraces to arrive at the top.
He says the statues will honor Atlanta leaders like Martin Luther King Jr. and Julian Bond. Civil rights and peace, that's what Cook wants this park to be about.
I'm hopeful that with this park, you'll be able to get a big window on what that generation achieved for this country and for the world.
His efforts also about restoring a family heirloom. Long ago, there was a park a few blocks east of here. It was called Mims Park, after Cook's ancestor, Livingston Mims. He was an Atlanta mayor at the turn of the century. Cook hoped to use that same name for this new park. But recently, that became a problem, because Mayor Mims also served as a Confederate major.
An activist called me. He said, there's a move afoot to name a park for a Confederate major, and I saw that as an affront.
Richard Rose is president of the Atlanta NAACP. Once he learned who Mims was, he called on the city to stop the park's name. He says the Confederacy fought for slavery, and a park can't honor someone who was part of it.
It would have portrayed white supremacy as an alternative line of thinking, which we just absolutely reject. We need to bury the Confederacy.
But to some in the mostly black community around the park space, it wasn't so simple. Reverend Dexter Johnson leads the Vine City Neighborhood Association.
We had settled on the park, and we were ready to move forward. Then all of a sudden, this uproar about the name came about.
He says the area struggles with blight. And here's Cook, ready to spend $10 million on the park. Johnson says that changed how he and others thought about Cook's ancestor, Mims.
We looked at it as whatever bad that he had done, it was being now rectified with them wanting to come into our community and make some things right.
This debate over how to represent history has come up a lot nationally, from the Confederate flag at South Carolina's state capitol to the carving at Stone Mountain. This story, though, is about Atlanta, and there's an Atlanta way of approaching the past.
Atlanta always is very concerned about its image.
Historian Ronald Bayer is author of Race and the Shaping of 20th Century Atlanta. He says Atlanta has history with slavery and segregation, but that's not the image city leaders here, both white and black, want to promote.
This is a business city. Business doesn't come to cities that are too embedded in the past, especially if the past is a negative one. And so they want to reflect the new Atlanta, the new South.
You can look at some of the city's streets, which once recognized Confederate generals. Now, they're named after civil rights leaders. And this Atlanta way also explains how the dispute over the name Mims Park ends. City leaders approached Cook with a compromise. Name the park after a different relative, his late father, Rodney Mims Cook Sr. He was a state legislator. He's remembered for supporting civil rights.
The city said, everyone agrees on your father. No one is finding that controversial. They said it was to bring about the peace, and that's ultimately the whole point.
Now the park can move forward, and the peace monuments will eventually go up. They'll be on the grounds of Rodney Cook Senior Park, with Mims, Cook's middle name, left out. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.